AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. The government's latest jobs report is providing potentially hopeful news that the Federal Reserve's attempt to ease inflation is starting to make progress. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
Employers slowed their hiring last month, adding a still solid 263,000 jobs, but that's the fewest in nearly a year and a half. The unemployment rate fell to 3.5%, matching a half-century low. The Fed's been aggressively boosting interest rates in an effort to restrain the economy just enough to tame inflation without causing a recession. It's hoping slower job growth will lead to less pressure on employers to raise pay for workers and then raise prices for consumers. While hiring did slow, it may not have slowed enough to satisfy the Fed, which will decide on another rate hike next month. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Stocks are falling on worries a still strong jobs market may actually make a recession more likely. Human rights activists from Ukraine, Belarus, and Russia won the Nobel Peace Prize. Tatiana Gushkova is with the Memorial Human Rights Center in Moscow.
For us, this is a sign that our work, whether it is recognized by our by Russian authorities or not, it is important. It is important for the world. It is important for people in Russia.
Also receiving the Peace Prize, imprisoned Belarus activist Alex Bieltsky and the Ukrainian organization Center for Civil Liberties. A federal judge in Wisconsin dismissed a lawsuit from a taxpayers group trying to block President Biden's student loan forgiveness program, ruling the group doesn't have the standing to bring the lawsuit. The U.S. is imposing sanctions on people and firms in Asia who are accused of helping North Korea get fuel in violation of U.N. sanctions. This is AP News. People on Florida's Gulf Coast barrier islands are returning to assess the damage from Hurricane Ian. Pamela Brisland and her husband stayed through the storm on Sanibel Island, but it's the aftermath that haunts her. She checked on a neighbor who was crying. Her husband had died.
They had put him on a picnic table and wrapped him up, and she was waiting and alone, so I sat with her for a few hours until the police arrived.
At one point, there was a fire in the neighborhood.
I looked back and all I could see where my house was a wall of flames. So I was seeing 50 feet. I mean, it was just an inferno.
It was not Brislin's house that burned. She says the damage there is not devastating.
Devastating is when you lose a child. Devastating is when you lose your spouse in an accident. We're fine.
Brislin is just trying to get things cleaned out. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.